Welcome back to In the Moment. We've been talking this hour about slowing down and being present, the impact of that, the ripple effects of that, how to build meaningful networks and connections, and who better to end the hour with than Hugh Weber, who is the host of the Potluck Society, which is about all of that and so much more. Hugh, welcome.
It's great to be with you again, Laurie.
All right. This week, Beth Davis, someone that we've had on this program before, and I've known her for a number of years as well.
Yeah, I think Beth is one of these individuals that she may not be the most high-profile executive in the region, but her work is maybe reaching the most people, particularly in small towns. She's been the president of Dakota Resources more or less since 2000, but has been there since the organization was born. And this is an organization that is statewide that focuses entirely on stimulating financial and human investment in rural South Dakota. But there's more to that than just the mission statement. They're very particular about the types of communities they work with. They're all rural, but I asked Beth to share some about the background of how they discern the communities that they can help the most.
As much as we idealize the small town rural life, there's some real challenges. Some real hidden poverties around living in those places too. And it has been the mission of this organization since it was founded to connect resources and make opportunities available to those communities that are invested in themselves. And this has been a really important distinction about the work that we've done. When we started, when SDREI started, the organizations serving the rural communities were bringing programs and they were delivering them for free. We're going to show up for a year and we're going to deliver blah, 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 blah. We're going to show up for free and we're going to do this. And very early in our community work, we said, we're going to show up in communities that are invested in themselves. And that investment means you write a check. Now, that shifted the whole value proposition. And the communities that work with us because they recognize there's a value to what we bring and they're willing to write a check for it. They're committed. It's the old story about, at breakfast, are you the chicken or the hog? Right. I mean, these are communities that are willing to be the hog, right? They're going to make a sacrifice. They're going to write a check. They're going to show up and have lots of conversations and groan through the times when it doesn't look like anything's getting done, because we're not going straight to getting a project done.
I love, and that's why we love Beth Davis.
That
willingness.
That's right. There's a scoop of tough love, but it's genuinely love, and I think that that's true for communities, but also our staff. You know, one of the reasons I wanted to bring this interview, Laurie, and I know it's been made public in some spaces, and certainly with the people Dakota Resources serves, but Beth has announced that she's retiring December 31st.
Oh, wow.
And so it was an opportunity to sit down with someone that I've collaborated with and had an opportunity to work with and continue to do so, and really talk to her about some of the advice, some of the wisdom that she's gathered over the last 20 years. I come across people everywhere I go that want to make their communities better, but I specifically asked Beth what advice she has for someone that has a vision for something better for their community and yet wants to build support around the efforts. And I like how she supports their passion here while also helping them reframe the conversation.
So I just had a conversation with a non-traditional community leader. She's just doing a bunch of stuff because she cares. And one of the things we reframed was she was kind of frustrated about not finding people who wanted to do the things that she saw that needed to get done. And I suggested that she might want to reframe the conversations she was having to say, this is what I care about. Do you care about that? And if you care about that, how would you like to contribute? How would you like to be involved? What would you do or be willing to do to help facilitate this change in our community? That's not, I need six people to bake 3 dozen cookies on Tuesday, and we need somebody to go paint park benches. You know, it's not making assignments. Yeah. It's, oh, you care about this? Well, what is it? And then the other frame, and I just heard myself do it, is the question was, what are you willing to do? And I think a better question is, what would you be willing to try? What would you be willing to try to see if we could move the needle on this? Because it reframes that whole, oh, we did that and it didn't work. Or the fear of, well, what if I do it and it doesn't work? Or what if I do it and I fail? To, hey, how about if we just try something? And if you want to try that, I'll support you. And this is what I'm going to try. And what could we try together? And to shift how we're having those conversations, shift the frames, the whole frame around how things get done. Things don't get done by committees anymore. Things get done by a few people who have passion about something, who are willing to try something to see if it works and it can make a difference.
We're talking with Hugh Weber, of the host of the Potluck Society. He's bringing Beth Davis to the potluck this week. Fascinating, a way to just reframe the conversation there, Hugh.
Yeah, I think what Beth and her whole team do so extraordinarily well, and she's really built in Dakota Resources a team that I think is, she's created a dream team around her. You know, she got very emotional when we were talking about them. That'll pop up in the podcast, but you know, she's really taking the opportunity to build an organization that reflects the best of intents, and a lot of that is focused on conversation. One elephant in the room, I think, for most people in rural community development that I asked her about is whether small towns can actually thrive in the future. And she gave a very direct answer when I asked her, what's the difference between small towns that are thriving and those that aren't?
It's people who are willing to step up and give, not just to write checks, but to give of their time to the communities. That is the difference between the rural communities that are thriving and the rural communities that are on hospice care. And what's shifting and what needs to shift is that whether you're the downtown business person or you're a single mom, or you're a young family, or you're a retired business person, everyone needs to have voice and have that voice be honored, and for there to be a way for people to bring their, not just their voice, but their time, their energy, their resources, to make their community into whatever it is that they want it to be.
Hugh, what's Beth's legacy as she looks at her retirement? What are some of the high points that you think come to mind right away?
Yeah, I think she was not lacking in examples, and she points towards people that she's invested in, as much as the organization invests in communities that invest in themselves. I think Beth has done an extraordinary job of investing her own time and resources in people that invest in themselves. And so I look at the team that's kind of there that will lead Dakota Resources in the future, but also just this kind of cacophony of voices, some of them extremely strong, some of them maybe behind the scenes, that she's invested in and really created opportunity for, and that they've just picked up the ball and taken it to places maybe that she didn't even imagine. So I think she's one of those people that the strength of her network, the strength of the people that she's come into contact with, sometimes educated, sometimes inspired, sometimes just created space and listened to, will be that legacy for her.
Now, we're talking about rural communities and investing, a community that invests in themselves, but there's probably a few takeaways here for people in, you know, all walks of life, in business, in families, as parents. Spin that out for us a little bit. Where do you think some of these, you know, insights from Beth could be applied elsewhere?
Well, I think the idea, you know, she was talking at the end and kind of giving a diverse list of the types of people that should be at the table. You know, she talked about her dad, having been really involved in their small town when she was growing up, and how yet, cities, organizations, communities can't be run by kind of six white guys in a room like they were 50 years ago. And so I think that aspect of making sure you've got a diverse set of voices, that you've really considered who your shareholders or stakeholders or customers or community members are, and they give them space, but also that second half, this idea of investing in communities that invest in themselves, the same is true for businesses. It's true for people's careers, that there's a certain amount of space that you can create for opportunity and possibility, but people need to step into that space. They need to own the positive and negatives of what they bring to that space, the biases that they may arrive with, and be willing to engage in an honest conversation. And that's one thing with Beth. You never know. You never have to worry about where you stand with her because she's very clear about that.
Right.
But she doesn't tolerate beating around the bush or BS very much. It's a pretty honest conversation, and that's not always fun. But I think it's always worth it.
And yet there is this deep kindness and empathy to her. What are you willing to try? I like that. Hugh Weber, thank you so much. Potluck Society, you can find it on Apple Podcast, wherever you subscribe to your podcasts. Go there and type in the Potluck Society or SDPB or Hugh Weber, and it'll pop up. Thanks, Hugh.
Thanks so much, Lori.